Okay, here we go with today's version of Fact or Bullcrap. We're going to start off with a hodgepodge, a potpourri, if you will, of trivial information. I'm going to make a statement. Gentlemen, you simply say whether it's fact or bullcrap, and we'll go from there. Score?
We tied last week. Mm-hmm. Tom leads 11-6 with five ties.
All right, here we go. Fact or bullcrap? Hugh Hefner was the circulation manager for Children's Activity magazine before he launched Playboy. Fact or bullcrap?
That sounds dumb enough to be true. I'll say that's fact.
That is fact.
Indeed, it is fact. How about that? What was the actual cost of a tour arranged by travel entrepreneur Thomas Cook in 1841? Was it, I'm phrasing it incorrectly, but let's say fact or bullcrap, $7. And the trip included 48-mile round trip by British Rail to Leicester and Loughborough for a temperance meeting. $7 for a round trip tour by Thomas Cook in 1841. Fact or bullcrap?
The first tour offered by Cook, yes. Tours, which is now a huge company, right?
Huge.
All right. I bet it might even be less than that. I'll say that's bullcrap. You were supposed to go first, but...
To a temperance meeting where no one's going to drink or anything. Oh, my goodness. I think it's less than that, too. $7 would be a lot of money back then. This is bullcrap.
Yeah, it is bullcrap. It was 14 cents. 14 cents.
Yeah.
And you can't get a pint of ale.
No. Okay. All of these individuals suffered from psychopathic episodes. Fact or bullcrap? Leonardo da Vinci, Winston Churchill, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and General George Patton. Psychopathic episodes.
Hmm.
Fact or bullcrap?
All of them, huh?
All of them.
General George Patton thought that he was a Roman general and emperor, believed that he had already fought the battles that he was fighting during World War II.
I'll say this is fact.
I believe this is fact, too.
No, it's bullcrap. They were all dyslexic.
Oh, for crying out loud.
All of them were dyslexic. Da Vinci, Churchill, Einstein, all of them dyslexic.
Which means they would read it as less dyslexic.
All right. Al Nippon Airways, in order to prevent airplanes from sucking birds into the engines of their airplanes, began the process of painting a tiger face on the front of the airplane. Fact or bullcrap? They are the ones that started that. Fact or bullcrap?
This is fact.
I don't know. I think, wasn't that started by the Flying Tigers in World War II? This is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
Yes!
They began painting giant eyes on the engine intakes to discourage birds from approaching. They look like a big airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. 500 pounds of food a day was eaten by Jumbo, the P.T. Barnum's famous 6.5-ton elephant. 500 pounds of food every day was eaten by Jumbo. Fact or bullcrap?
There are a lot of circuses even today that don't want elephants because elephants are difficult to transport, sometimes uncooperative, and eat a lot. They're very expensive. I don't think it was 500 pounds a day. Bullcrap.
That is a lot because hay doesn't weigh that much, does it? I'll say bullcrap as well.
It is bullcrap. It was 200 pounds. That's still a lot of hay, yeah. All right, where are we at?
Tom leads 4-3.
4-3, all right. We go from one giant animal with a big trunk to another one. This one is about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's wedding.
All right.
Fact or bullcrap? This is Kanye's first marriage.
Is that ego so large that no one woman could tie Kanye down?
I believe this is correct. I'm going to say this is fact.
Nope, I think this is bullcrap.
It's fact. He got engaged to a designer by the name of Alexis Pfeiffer in 2006, but they broke it off. Kim, of course, has been married several times. Kim and Kanye got engaged in October, 4 months after they first met. Fact or bullcrap?
I think they'd met earlier than that. Bullcrap.
Yeah, bullcrap.
They've both known each other for about 7 years. It is bullcrap. Kanye proposed to Kim at one of his concerts in a rap. Fact or bullcrap?
That is bullcrap.
That's bullcrap, yeah.
It was at the baseball stadium.
It
he rented out Dodger Stadium, didn't he?
Yeah, it's bullcrap. He rented out the AT&T Park.
Oh, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, where the Giants play, and a message popped up on the big screen that said, please marry me.
It was in a rap. It might, like, you might miss it. At a concert, who knows what those guys were actually saying. He said, what?
And that's probably one of the lyrics. What?
Right.
This is a real quote from Kanye about their relationship. Quote, when we first got together, it was like a Romeo and Juliet kind of thing, where it's like, she's a reality star and I'm a rapper. Fact or bullcrap?
Yeah, of course. Fact.
Since I don't know, I'll protect my lead and say fact as well.
It is fact. He said it in November. Apparently, he meant that rappers and reality stars aren't supposed to date or something?
Apparently.
As they come from both different houses. A curse on both your houses. Kanye once said that Kim is the best-looking woman who has ever lived. Fact or bullcrap?
There's a curse on both their houses. It's not working so far.
I believe he did say that. I believe this is fact.
I think that's fact, too.
Yeah, it's fact. He called her, quote, the most beautiful woman of all time, arguably of human existence.
Tom got 9 out of 10 right. He wins 9-7 this week.
Wow. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Fear not. We will return.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.